news and information for Sydney. 2CH 1170.
I'm Bo Mitchum. Students are gathering outside Leeton High School in country New South Wales to pay their respects to popular teacher Stephanie Scott after the school cleaner was charged with her murder. Vincent Stanford didn't come up from the cells when his case was heard in court, but he has been formally remanded in custody. Superintendent Mick Rowan says their thoughts go out to Ms. Scott's fiance and family.
Stephanie's body has not been located at this time, and obviously that is something that is a priority for us in terms of the police, and we've got a lot of police on the ground, and we're certainly looking for assistance from the public in that regard.
The Treasurer admits the debate over the GST carve-up is far from over after a meeting with his state and territory counterparts wrapped up in Canberra. Western Australia has threatened to stop cooperation with the Commonwealth if it doesn't get a larger share of the cash pool, with Joe Hockey acknowledging the state has been hit hard by falling iron ore prices. Mr. Hockey says everything will be considered.
I have advised the states that I will consult widely and appropriately in relation to these recommendations of the Commonwealth Grants Commission. Quite clearly, it raises an issue for the Federation.
A four-wheel drive that plunged into a Melbourne lake, killing three children and injuring a fourth, has been retrieved from the water. The 35-year-old driver of the car has been identified as a mother of seven. She'll be interviewed by police. Former AFL star Ben Cousins has handed himself into police in Perth after a warrant was issued for his arrest, and the Prince of Wales and Duchess of Cornwall are celebrating their 10th wedding anniversary. In sport, West Tigers utility Dean Halitau thinks Pat Richards deserves a crack at the Origin Arena for New South Wales. The veteran put his hand up for a Blues jumper last weekend with an individual haul of 18 points against Parramatta. And Adam Scott tees off at the US Masters tonight. That's the latest news and sport.